Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy, dedicated to protecting lands and waters throughout Indiana for over 50 years. I'm Michael Atwood. This is a tale of two mulberry trees. They look similar, so telling them apart can be difficult. There is the white mulberry, a non-native tree that aggressively colonizes open, sunny sites. Then there is the red mulberry, Indiana's more discriminating native mulberry. It's less common than its cousin and found most often in the woods of southern Indiana, where it prefers moist, wooded slopes, woods edges, and shady roadways. The white mulberry arrived in the U.S. from Asia in the early 1800s as part of an effort to establish a silkworm industry. The silkworms were imported along with white mulberry trees, whose leaves are the silkworms' food of choice. But production costs were too high, and the American silk industry failed. Unfortunately, the white mulberry flourished and spread quickly throughout the country. Once it's established, the mulberry will aggressively take over fields, forest edges, and roadsides, and ultimately crowd out native species, including the red mulberry, which continues to lose ground to its exotic cousin here in Indiana. The mulberry tree is an excellent choice for your yard, but when you're shopping, be sure to ask for the red mulberry by name to make sure this tale has a happy ending.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information on how to identify the two mulberry trees is available at nature.org/Indiana.